AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. Authorities say a man armed with a rifle started a wildfire Sunday and began shooting at first responders in a northern Idaho mountain community. The suspect killed two firefighters, wounded a third during a barrage of gunfire over several hours. Bruce Deming lives in the area. He tells the AP he found out about the fire starting from a neighbor who texted him.
Hey, just a heads up, someone started the fire and is shooting firefighters as they arrive. So stay vigilant.
Investigators say a tactical response team used cell phone data to hone in on a wooded area where they found the suspect's body. A firearm was also nearby as flames rapidly approached. The Senate has pushed off until later today a vote on President Trump's big bill of tax breaks and spending cuts. GOP leaders are rushing to meet the president's July 4th deadline to pass the package.
3A. A program.
It takes a long time for the Senate to read aloud a 940-page bill of tax cuts, spending cuts, and more deportation money. But that's what Democrats forced after Republicans voted late Saturday to press ahead with the package. Democrats are trying to delay the process. Republicans in the Senate and the House are trying to get the bill passed by President Donald Trump's July 4th deadline. Trump tells Fox News Sunday Morning Futures he's not sure if that'll happen.
I'd like to say yes, but the problem is if we're 2 days late or 5 days late, everybody says, oh, he had a tremendous failure. Whatever it is, as long as we have it, it's very important.
Not all Republicans are on board with the bill. Senator Tom Tillis of North Carolina says he's worried that Medicaid cuts would leave many people in his state without health care. Fellow Republican Rand Paul of Kentucky is also opposed. Donna Water, Washington.
This is AP News. Major heat waves across southern Europe have pushed temperatures above 100 degrees in some countries. This tourist in Paris says he and his family are having to rest in the middle of the day because of the heat.
We have to split like early activities and the evening activities because we have to look for a place to settle down and drink some water because it's hard to stay outside in the middle of the day.
Local authorities have issued fresh warnings against the risk of wildfires. Asian shares have started the week mixed after U.S. stocks closed at an all-time high after recovering from their earlier plunge due to the Trump administration's trade policies. For the latest news, visit apnews.com. I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.